Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
It's a mad, mad world. Keeping your head when everybody else is losing theirs is no small challenge. How do you do it? First, keep your perspective. Then know what your purpose in life is. The third guideline, don't sweat the small stuff or have your life consumed with worry. Now, here's the next important step in keeping your sanity in a mad, mad world. Guideline number 4, keep your focus. This means you need a point of reference which gives you guidance in life. Here's something to think about. In space, there is no east or west, north or south. There isn't even an up or down. Why? No point of reference. And that's why the Hubble Space Telescope has to have a guidance system which allows it to know where to point. The solution? Scientists installed 4 gyroscopes, which work in concert to provide stability for the powerful telescope. Among many other things, gyroscopes are used to keep high-speed monorail trains straight and keep them from leaning as they go around curves. Are you beginning to see why you need something in life to steady you and help you keep focused? Probably I don't need to convince you. But what's the solution? What will do for your life? What a gyroscope will do for the Hubble telescope in space? Jesus addressed this very issue when he was on earth. He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Question: have we got it all wrong? Have we been misled by thinking that the one with the biggest pile of toys is the winner? That the most powerful, the most beautiful, or the strongest is really the one on top? The word Jesus used was a strong one. It means to search and seek for something you once had but lost. He is saying that when humankind turned their back on God and went their own direction, they lost his guidance, which needs to be put back into place. What consumes our lives and passions? What drives people? 3 general forces: the thirst or passion for money, for fame or notoriety, or for power and influence. And Jesus is really saying, "I want to be first, and when your focus is on me, I'll take care of your needs in life." The reality is some things never change. What Jesus stressed long ago is just as true today as when he taught his disciples long ago. When you get your focus right, all the rest of the world and your desires will take on proper perspective. In one sentence, what Jesus is saying is you must prioritize your life, your time, your value system, and your relationships. Having a spiritual dimension in your life doesn't mean you neglect your family, running to church every day, or you neglect your business or your fields, as the case may be. But you, as a conscious decision, make God your senior partner and Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. When Jesus talked to the crowd of people who had come to hear him teach, some of them got nervous, just as you may have done. Forget it, friend. He knows the end from the beginning. You don't. He sees far beyond the fog that obscures your vision. That's why focus means God can direct your life, and you will keep your sanity in a mad, mad world. Remember, the Hubble telescope in space would be worthless without the gyroscopes. And without focus, you will wander in confusion, knowing neither east nor west, up or down. Jesus was right. Seek him, put him first. Everything will fall together in place. I think you'll agree, it is a mad, mad world, and keeping your sanity is no small battle. You can do it, though. We've talked about focus today. It's important. If you would like the whole series in print, you can go to our website at guidelines.org, click on the date, print it out for yourself. You can also send me an email. I'd like to hear from you. Again, it is www.guidelines.org.